This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. On Capitol Hill, senior Pentagon officials acknowledged yesterday that extending the combat tours of some U.S. soldiers in Iraq will cost several hundred million extra dollars. Faced with longer-than-anticipated troop deployments and wider-than-predicted insurgencies, lawmakers from both parties wanted to know the overall cost of the war. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Richard Myers, told the House Armed Services Committee that right now he had only a rough estimate of the price tag for extending the deployment of the 1st Armored Division and a few other units.
This is the first look by our folks. It's around $700 million additional cost total.
But 20,000 troops.
Of where we are right now for 3 months, right.
But that's just for one division for a few months. Congressman John Spratt, a South Carolina Democrat, pressed Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz on just how much of the $87 billion Congress approved for Iraq last year might be spent by the close of the fiscal year, which ends October 1st.
I can't tell you. I think even if the comptroller were here, they couldn't tell you yet. That's what we're trying to get clarity on through the mid-year execution review, and we're trying, as I said, speed up that process so we can get those answers as fast as possible, because if there are going to have to be some major shifts between accounts or even more, if there were to have to be requests for more money.
Can you give us roughly what the burn rate is, what the rate of monthly expenditure is?
I'm sorry, I'll get it for you for the record, but I don't know what it is.
The White House's 2005 budget for the upcoming fiscal year includes no funding request for military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. Administration officials concede they will need billions more, but say any additional appeal likely won't be made until early next year. That would put any supplemental money request well after the November presidential election. In a shift, White House spokesman Scott McClellan left open the possibility Wednesday that the security situation might change the timing, but that for now the administration would stick to its funding plan.
We will make those determinations based on what our commanders in the field say, but what we have said previously still stands at this point. And I think the Pentagon officials have said that at this time they have more than adequate funding to meet their needs.
Others aren't so sure. The recent surge in fighting in Iraq has only worsened equipment and spare part needs of the armed services. The Army and Marine Corps have more than $6 billion in unfunded requests for equipment and parts not covered by the 05 budget, including money for clothing, ammunition, and several types of automatic weapons. In addition, the Army reports an urgent need for more treads for Bradley fighting vehicles, replacement rotor blades for some helicopters, and other parts. Congressman Kurt Weldon, the Republican vice chair of the Armed Services Committee, yesterday told Wolfowitz he hopes election year politics won't delay any White House request to fully fund the combat needs of American troops.
My request is that we work toward a supplemental and not wait until the election's over, but that we be serious about what is needed. I want to give the Army the equipment they want. If we don't take this step, then you're going to force us in a position where we have to raid other accounts to take care of these unfunded priorities. The budget request that's been provided to us is short-sighted, and in the case of the Army, I think it's outrageous.
Secretary Wolfowitz said some short-term funding challenges could continue to be met by reaching into certain accounts that have spent less than anticipated. Congressman Spratt said that's no way to fund a war.
By May the 15th, this committee is supposed to come up with $2 billion in savings in various defense accounts and transfer the money from those defense accounts to other accounts. So we've got a budget situation here that is totally out of sync with reality.
Bob McCready is president of the Aerospace and Defense Group at Armor Holdings, a company whose Pentagon contracts include making protective plates for flak jackets and producing up-armored Humvees. McCready's company has added shifts and equipment to meet the Pentagon's growing demand for armored Humvees, currently more than 200 a month. McCready says he's not worried yet, even though it's still not clear when the government plans to pay for the Humvees.
In a perfect world, they would have they knew what the requirement was and they would have asked for it in budget, but in this world there's never enough money to do everything that we all need to do. A year from now, if we're still talking about this, will I be frustrated? You better believe it.
Meantime, Wednesday, Senator Chuck Hagel, a Nebraska Republican, urged the White House to come forward now with Iraq funding requests. Hagel said the administration needs, quote, to be honest with the Congress, honest with the American people. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, the Pentagon.